What's up, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. Happy Monday and welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. I am back with my girls, your favorite queens, Vivica A. Fox.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lisa Ray.
From my hometown of Chicago.
Hey, and Selena Johnson.
Everybody.
Hey, ladies. How y'all doing?
Hey, Claudia.
Hey. Claudia, how are you?
Everybody looking so gorgeous. So, of course, tonight we're dishing about everything that's trending in the news and on social media. Ladies, let's get into it. We got a lot to talk about tonight. First of all, what are y'all drinking before we, because that's, it's Cocktails with Queens. It's in the title. We have to talk about our alcoholic beverages. What are y'all sipping on?
I have my usual, my Pinot Noir.
Oh, that's right.
I'm drinking water today because only because I just really didn't go get anything. I had a rough day today and I just don't have anything but water, you know. So
got you. Lisa
Ray. Like me, Selena, you just want to, you know, hydrate, and that's what I'm gonna say. In my white cup matching me, all white, everything all the time. Water.
Right.
And yourself, Claudia?
I got an old cheap wine cooler that was in my fridge.
I know, that's right. Put a wine cooler.
That's what
come
I
on, Seagrams. Yeah. Oh, we can't say that. Oh, wine cooler.
It's one of the brands. How about that? It's one
okay.
Of okay, before we get into hot topics, of course, we are highlighting Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Black Music Month.
Black Music Month, of course, I want to talk about the contributions made by Black women in the music industry and the importance of them reclaiming their place in music. When you think about that music, ladies, what Black female artist comes to mind? Lisa Ray, let's start with you.
Sade for me, because to be quite honest, when I was back in school, they used to call me Molotti, Molotti, Mohead and Body. So I was real glad to see the big forehead sisters come. Sade came at the ponytail, like, hey, I got her in the ponytail. Thank you, Kimori. Honey, I was like, I love her. And Sade, she love hard. When you listen to all her music, she want to know how deep is your love, how wide is the ocean,
ooh,
how high,
honey, how deep is your love,
everything else. And I just pray for that type of love other than from my kids, you know what I mean? Some significant other, some companion, some husband, some something. Bless you, Lord, come through. Why don't you?
Okay.
Come
on, soundtrack of your life. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I join you in big forehead, girl. But you know what they say? That's a sign of beauty. Rihanna got a big.
Yeah, Rihanna came through. I said, yes, girl, join us.
Okay. I'm smart. You got a lot on your mind. Okay.
I got a lot in my head. That's yeah.
For sure. Head of the game.
Figuratively.
Head of the class. We can go on all day. Okay. Vivica, what comes to mind? What lady comes to mind when we talk about Black music?
It would be the boss, Diana Ross. That was, when I tell you that queen right there, I remember going to see her in concert when I was young and it changed my whole life, child. Mm. I had never seen a beautiful African-American woman with the weave and the hair and the wind going and the nails, change clothes about 5-6 times. She was just fabulous. And then, you know, she started with the Supremes, and then when she went became a solo artist, she just killed it. And then, like, you know, we're in Pride Month, and then that one song, I'm coming, she's just the bomb. She really is. I love Diana Ross. When I met her in person, I'm gonna tell you, I fanned girl out. I'd like could not believe it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I would have snapped. I would have fainted. You know, she is the original Lady Sings the Blues, honey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She is the original.
That song is the anthem for LGBTQ.
Yes.
A+. Mm-hmm. That is their song, honey. When they, I'm coming out, they all came out.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Selena, for who, what woman comes to mind when you think of Black Music Month?
Well, you know, I celebrate, because I'm a Black woman in music, I celebrate all Black women today, but I wanted to take it back all the way to the top. I'm celebrating Mamie Smith today, because Mamie Smith was the first African-American, period, to record a song on wax, a blues song on wax. Hmm. And in a time where they didn't think that African-American women or period, African-Americans period, could sell records, they didn't think that Black people would buy records. She broke all barriers. She recorded her first song, and she sold 75,000 copies in the first week. end up selling a million copies that year. She's in the Grammy Hall of Fame. She was inducted in the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1994, but she broke barriers. And her song was the first protest song because for Black people, period. Because in the song, she was talking about like how she wanted to kill a police officer. So she was the original NWA. Okay, then. So, and she kicked it off, but she opened the door for like Bessie Smith and, you know, Ma Rainey, artists during that, Black women during that time. She showed that Black women could be profitable in music. You know what I'm saying? So I want to honor her today because if it wasn't for Mamie Girl, I wouldn't be sitting here.
That's that's right. Okay. All right, take it back. How about you, Claudia?
I'm going to go with Lil' Kim.
Come on.
I'm going with
Lil' Kim. You got it going on.
I mean, I think, you know, we've had so many women that, you know, that could run because Lil' Kim walked first. And the way she was so unapologetically sexy and like talked as much smack as the men, held her own with men, used to rip it. Anything she hopped on with Mobb Deep, with the fellas, Junior Mafia, like, she wasn't good for a female rapper. She was just good. And I think she really, you know, I mean, there was other female rappers before her that were also amazing, but Lil' Kim, I just feel like the bravery it took to step out there so sexual and just like be unapologetic about it. Like, hey, it is what it is. And y'all going to love me or you're going to hate me. And that's why to this day, people still rock with Kim.
And Lil' Kim took it a little further than, remember back in the day, Millie Jackson. Y'all remember her? My dating myself. Right. Yeah. She was like, I couldn't even listen to her LP. I would listen to it on the outside of my mother's door, like, ooh, you know what I mean? But Lil' Kim was further, and I was able to recite Lil' Kim's song because by that time I was grown and I was doing some things.
Can we just say this move by Lil' Kim will always forever be?
Okay, this right here.
Girl. Come on, that's Lil' Kim. She's going
somewhere.
She's going like this. Yes. She got it in. She still be getting it in.
And you know what? I love that we represented all the genres of R&B, hip hop as well. I mean, I think I love all the women that were honored here tonight. So let's get into it. On that note, congratulations to Jennifer Hudson for winning a Tony Award thanks to her role as a producer of A Strange Loop, which won Best Musical. Now, Hudson is the 17th person to reach the EGOT status and the second Black woman to achieve this milestone. Whoopi Goldberg was the first Black woman to achieve this Grand Slam. Vivica, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on this historic accomplishment for J-Hud?
I am so happy for her. Talk about somebody that can sing and is so, so talented that when I saw that come up, I was like, wow, you know, the blessings keep flowing. And the fact that she's a producer, that it wasn't her, you know, out there having to perform, that she was smart enough to put her name behind a production and that the production was so successful. And last night, the Tonys were all about, if you ask me, Black excellence. It really was. So congratulations, Jennifer.
Okay. Lisa Ray, what do you think?
You know, I just remember when she did American Idol. And Simon said that she would not make it. And I think the way that she has just moved forward and pushed through shows the level of success and determination. And that was a big old F you to Simon and everybody else that said that she couldn't, and to show that she can, and she is.
She's an EGOT winner.
Yes. You know what? I love that people that don't necessarily win at the time win in the long run. Another person that comes to mind, Halle Berry. She didn't win Miss USA, and she went on to become the most famous Miss USA in history.
Yeah,
so I love when people tell you no. You're like, oh, okay, hold my beer, Selena.
Well, you know, Jennifer is Chi-Town, honey. So we're always, you know, proud of anything that our Chicago people do, baby. And you know, I remember when she didn't, you know, win on American Idol. She was so young. Like, I remember seeing Jennifer sing when she was like, I don't know, she might've been 12. And I remember giving her a standing ovation at this one banquet that she sang at that I attended. And then later I recorded one of her, like a song for her. It was her first song, I believe. And she was, you know, singing it around Chicago. I wrote a song for her. It was called Where Did All the Good Men Go? And then from there, she went to do Dream. Then I found out she was doing Dream Girls, and she just literally murdered Dream Girls. I mean, not Dream Girls. It's Dream Girls. Yeah, she murdered Dream Girls with Beyonce and Nika Rose, right? Mm-hmm. She murdered that role, like gave me chills. So I am just so proud of her. I just think she's a class act. And she just represents our city so well. She represents Chi-Town so well. So I'm so proud of her. And I'm so glad that, again, Black women can make an accomplishment like this.
Mm-hmm. Such a talented woman, like in everything she does. And now she's been yes. to the talk show space as well. So it's just so much talent. I love mm-hmm. it.
She all killed right. Aretha Franklin too now.
Okay. So. Right. I was going to say that's killed. Actually kind of a sweet revenge that yeah. they didn't give her her due credit on the Aretha story. So, you know, goes to show you that, you know, a career keeps on happening, you know, even though when they may not get the one that you think you should get it for, that you just keep on going. So that's awesome.
You have to be resilient in this business because yes. what is it, like 90% of the people are not working, 95% of the people are unemployed. And at some point we've all been there where that nothing's happening, then it happens. You just gotta be resilient in this business.
You guys know that in the Screen Actors Guild that really only 2% of the actors work?
Oh, it's 2% now.
Wow. I heard it was it's a crazy number when you think of how many people are wanting to be in show business, how low the percentage of those that are actually working and successful are making a living at it.
And how crazy it is to pick a career where it's a 98% failure rate. Well, not failure, but it's like nothing.
The
odds are against you. It's like you're playing the lottery for a living. Okay,
that's crazy because those dues is expensive. So.
No. So we got to get into this story. I was dying to hear what you got ladies have to think of, say about this. Over the weekend, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Steph Curry's parents, Dell and Sonia Curry, were spotted at the game at game four of the NBA finals with their alleged new boos. Now, but check this out. People on social media think Dell's new lover, maybe the ex-wife of Sonia's alleged new boo, Steven Johnson. So basically, one couple got with another couple's exes, another couple. So, and just know Steven Johnson and Dell Curry were college friends. So it sounds like there's a lot going on. What are your thoughts on this alleged spouse swap? Selena, let's start with you.
Child, when I saw it in live real time, honey. First of all, I'm really, because you know I watched the game, I'll be watching it tonight.
Me too.
I'm really sad that couple broke up. You know, it just seems like such a great family. And you're always sad to see families, I mean, people that's been married for such a long time break up. But, you know, in the light of things, Sadale was there. Mm-hmm. And after the game, Steph hugged his dad, hugged mm-hmm. his mom. Everybody seemed very amicable and happy. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is something that's been going on for a very long time. And if, you know, Sonya's kids are grown. All the kids is grown, you know, okay. Steph and Sadale, they all grown and married, got their own life. So she doesn't have anything to prove to anyone and neither does Dell. And listen, they're choosing to move on. Whoever they're moving on with, maybe those were like comfort people, you know, on the friend side. And then it just ended up being, you know, but I mean, hey, whatever makes you happy, child, it looks suspect. I mean, I probably wouldn't have brought them to the game, but you know, who knows how long that's been going on.
Why everybody in the comments saying, swingers, swingers, swingers. And did you see some of the shady tweets? Somebody wrote, because they, Steph Curry's mom is fine. She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
So then the lady that the hubby's with now, someone tweeted, Dell and Steph are both in Boston shooting threes. You get it? Threes. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Sorry.
They're calling the girl a three. They're saying she's a three.
Oh.
The wife was so beautiful. But they were, of course, Twitter was just going in. But what do y'all think about this? People are trying to say that. I don't think they were swingers. I think maybe they just got with who they're familiar with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, who wants to?
Yeah.
Lisa Ray, what do you think about this?
I'm trying to listen to you guys now and trying to get the depth of all of this. Because, you know, when somebody's happy, they like it. I love it. But at the same time, I think that's some maturity for your ass. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. To, you know, some things I feel like is off limits and then it's become suspect. You know what I mean? And then now I can't live in the now because I'm going back going, you know, was you looking back then too? You know what I mean? I started thinking about that. I can't be
no,
right here.
They were, Lisa Ray. The people say, the streets are saying
down for the people.
Both of them were right. That both of them were cheating. That's what the streets are saying, that they were cheating with those people inside of the marriage, which is what kind of caused the whole divorce in the first place. So the plot thickens, child.
Yeah, I heard the wife cheated first and then the husband right. got with the husband's that got his wife, got with his wife. I think they need a reality show because I'm here for, can we see the picture of this Entanglement.
Okay. The Entanglement.
New show.
Okay, so that's Steph's daddy with the new girl. Okay. And, Sonya.
Girl, they could have left that couple together.
The new dude.
And that's, girl, leave that couple together. That couple is not cute. No shade, but come on, girl. Y'all couldn't do a different couple. That couple is the fool. They don't even match them. That's just my perk, like just me, Selena, on personal side. But I mean, to each his own, be happy. But you, the picture you just showed just gave me, who are they? And what is this couple? But you know, you like it, I love it. You know, everybody got their own taste, you know.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break before we, because we try not to be shady. We're going to be polite and nice. It's Cocktails with the Queens. We'll be back with more after this break. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Shout out to all the soulmates in the chat. If you're enjoying the show, throw us some crowns for the queens in the chat. We love to see them. Okay, ladies, as fans anxiously wait for the upcoming 30th anniversary reunion of Martin, Tisha Campbell opened up to CBS Morning about forgiving and reconnecting with Martin Lawrence following her 1997 sexual harassment lawsuit against him. Tisha said, "We worked really hard to reconnect, to forgive. In this reunion, is about a celebration of everything that we did, everything that we accomplished in our growth as human beings. And so we concentrated mostly on that." Ladies, what are your thoughts on Tisha Campbell's response? And what does it say about the power of forgiveness? Selena, let's go to you first.
I think it's admirable that this is not one of those stories where the woman is now in a lawsuit, you know, that followed all the way through and ruined a man's whole career and all of that. Not to say that women who do follow through is bad, because every situation is unique to that situation, you know. But it's interesting to see, and it's nice to see that two people could work something out. You know, a man and a woman could work out this type of situation, when normally this situation ends in a disaster. Mm-hmm. And to see them come together after all these years, I mean, I think it's very admirable to be able to see that. And it makes Martin fans like me, you know, feel even better about it, you know, it leaving. I hated that it left. I hated that it was canceled, but it makes me feel better about the situation as a whole, knowing that they're trying to, you know.
Okay.
The fact that there's forgiveness there, it's like, you know, the chemistry is going to be right. So they're going to give us a little bit of what we've always been looking at in the old stories, you know, the old episodes and everything. So I'm glad. And I think this is a teachable moment of, again, yet maturity, you know what I mean? That, you know, you grow away from that. The fact that she can do that, I think, is huge, you know, because we all heard about it. And then, you know, when you heard about it, it was like, is that true? And then when, you know, it kind of went away, you didn't really know what to make of it or whatever, you know? And then the fact that he came around and was like, apologized himself and said, hey, I didn't even mean to, you know, do that, or whatever his apology was that allowed her to be able to step forward. I just, you know, pray maybe I can feel that way about her ex-husband.
Ooh.
Claudia, how do you feel about it?
All righty then. Good old Lisa Ray, boy. Oh, you know,
she
can turn the bed. She can shake the table, honey.
Table has been shooketh.
You know how to shake a table, damn it.
You know, years ago, I had a thing with Martin, not a dating thing, but an issue happened on the red carpet when I interviewed him. And he was like, he acted crazy with me, right? And it really hurt my feelings, because I was a new reporter, and I went home in tears, and I talked about it in an interview. And my friend ended up being engaged to him years later. And I talked to her about it, and she spoke to him about it. And she was like, he said, you know, he actually apologized to me too. So I really think that Martin is just in a better place now. He said, you know what? I don't remember that, but it sounds like how I used to be, and I apologize. And I thought that was dope, because most people get defensive when you call them out on something. I didn't do that, or you was tripping. And to just say, you know what? I apologize. I was in a different place then, and I'm moving on. That's why I believe this is a real amendment, a real amends. They've made real amends, and they've really made peace with this. You know, I think that people can change. And if we are still held to what we did 20 years ago, we are not allowed to change. Now, that was a big mistake, right? A big thing, if it's true. You know what I mean? It's a huge thing. So I don't think Tisha's a type that is going to just be rocking with them if they didn't work on this. in my opinion. So
right.
Lisa Rae, I do hope you get the peace. And I hope you get that same situation in your situation.
A piece of what? Oh, peace of mind.
I think, yes.
Okay, me too.
Vivica, help us out.
You, Vivica, there you go. Yay.
You know, Martin, the show, Tisha and Martin, what's dang, I forgot the child's name. They made history together. You know, the show Martin with Tashina and the late Tommy
and Carl.
Yeah, Carl. I mean, you know, this show was, you know, like culture. I mean, so I was really sad when it ended so ugly. And to know that they now have peace, like you said, Claudia, takes maturity, takes growth. And I'm glad that Tisha has forgiveness in her heart because she's been through a lot. I can remember that period of her going through that. I did a guest appearance on Martin's show. And at the end, it wasn't a happy set. It really wasn't. So, I mean, I remember toward the end of it, they weren't even filming on the same set together. That's how bad it got. So to see them in the same room, being able to forgive each other and to move forward. And like Selena said, for her not to have carried that and said, you know, I'm going to destroy him and tear him down like that. I just love to see Black people loving each other like that. And I just commend both of them for being adults and ready to move on and putting a nice end to that chapter that the fans will be like, all right, we good.
The one thing is, it's too bad it couldn't have happened sooner, but I guess it happens when it's supposed to happen, right, ladies?
Absolutely.
Right. Selena, you talked about it. Okay. All right. During an episode of Carisha Please, Young Miami revealed the craziest thing she did for love. Miami said once when she was, one of her exes got drunk, she went through his phone, discovered that he was cheating on her. So she packed up her things and moved out of her house. She realized that she didn't have anywhere else to go, so she went back to her home, jumped on his car while crying, and questioned him about his cheating. Young Miami said she wanted him to chase her and that he wasn't authorized to move on until she said they were done. Lisa Rae, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on Young Miami's actions, and what's the craziest thing you've done for love?
Oh, I'm sure I've done a lot of but getting on somebody's car, begging them to take me back after they actually quit me because they was cheating, that wouldn't be one. that wouldn't be one. Now, I've done some stuff and I can't quite think of what that would be right now. I can't, because we've all taken some stuff, you know what I'm saying? No one is above that, you know what I mean? But I mean,
you ever bleach any clothes, Lisa Rae? Like bleach any clothes? You ever bleach any clothes? Set anything on fire?
Yeah, I've bleached and tore up and scissored some clothes. Yeah, keep reminding me. You know what I mean? I done whooped a little ass. You know what I mean?
Okay. You know, oh
my goodness. You ever go? I want to know about that.
Well, I'd say this. When you go looking for trouble, you will find it. You know, I try not to be in a relationship with anyone where I got to go snooping and going through your phone. I just personally don't have time for that. I believe whatever's in the dark is going to come to light anyway. I think the craziest thing that I've ever done was I had a feeling that this guy that I was dating at the time, that he was acting funny. And he was like, hey, you know, let's meet out, da 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 da. And he was dancing with a girl like right next to me, and next thing I know, I stole on them.
Oh, and you gonna call me crazy? Oh,
not the I did not call you crazy, Lisa Rae. I laughed. I get it. You know, me and you got them tempers that go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Real quick.
Real quick. So that was the craziest thing. And then afterwards, my friend grabbed me. And she said that I was gone. She said, you weren't even there. She's like, what are you doing? You can't be doing that. And I'm just glad, to be honest with you, it was a stupid thing to do at the time. But, you know, when you're young, you like, you know, and she said, let's go. I mean, he could have turned around, punched me. He's a man. You know what I mean? Or they could have hit me with a bob. I mean, things could have went crazy. So that's the craziest thing I've done. I'm one that if I think you not rolling with me and you tripping, you do your thing, I'm like, deuces.
except the time you just steal on them. I have, yes, I feel you.
That's what I'm saying since then. But if you're not feeling me, I'm cool. Thank you. Next.
Right. But you know what's so crazy that we do, though, and I think all of us have, is that when we do get cheated on, we want to go after the girl. And it's like, she not our friend. She don't owe us anything, but we want to go after her ass, too.
No. I punch him. I don't believe in that whole going after.
Yeah, I've never gone after the girl.
I haven't either, until it becomes disrespectful, where I told you and warned you that, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with you. But then you start coming up in my personal space and doing this and name calling all that. Then I got it. Now you, yeah.
Felina, what's the craziest thing you've done for love? Heartbreak.
I've definitely had several fights. I mean, that's we don't have enough show, okay, for the amount of shit I've done. I'm not proud of. But the craziest thing I've done is got married. Okay. Ooh. Let's my first husband. That was the craziest thing that I did. I was very young. He was for love, you know. Yeah. I was very young. He was very young. He was 21. I was 23. Like, we don't know our asses from our elbows. You know what I'm saying? And it didn't end well because we were very young and we both had trauma. You know, we both were experiencing certain traumas and it would come out inside of arguments and conversations, you know. So I think it was crazy, the dumbest thing we could have both done, but definitely for me to marry somebody that I was already in a nightmare with. You know what I'm saying? That was dumb. Wow. Why would you marry somebody you already tussling with and having a time? You know what I'm saying? So to me, that was the craziest thing I've done for love. But I fought plenty of people. I mean, that's old school. I used to stay doing that when I was young, you know.
Claudia.
Mine's a combination of all of y'all's. I married someone after 2 months, had no business marrying him, and that was dumb. That was so stupid. Mm-hmm. Didn't even hardly know this guy. And I regretted that. And then I also did steal on someone. I didn't know I could box. I brought my best friend with me. I said, we gotta make a trip. This dude is doing we did. And I didn't know, he said something to me, and I just bah, 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 seven piece. I didn't know I had hands like that. My friend started crying because she was like, I felt so bad for him because you whipped his ass. And I was like, I was in the zone. Like, I never get mad. I don't really get mad like that. So when I do, it's probably 5, 7, 8, 9 years of stuff pent up. And then he just caught it. But he had a girl in the house and I had the key. So I went there in my sweatsuit and he got them hands.
Yes.
Anyways, now that we've all admitted to assault on our show.
Okay. Take a quick I kept mad quiet. You know what I'm saying? Just went around.
It was back then, Claudia. It was back then.
That limitation is over, I think, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We're double jeopardy. We've already been tried for it. We can't go to jail again.
I could just see the comments. See, it's funny when a girl says she puts hands on a guy, but when a guy does it, hey, life ain't fair. We're going to take a quick commercial.
It wasn't funny when it happened, girl. Trust me.
It was
funny.
Not.
We wasn't laughing.
And I'll do it again, damn it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Cocktails of Queens and my felonious co-host when we return. They all got hands, y'all. All
the girl fight.
Cocktails with the Queens. All right, everybody. Look, life is full of twists and turns, stress, changes, grief, moments of growth, and moments where we feel like we're taking a few steps back. And it's important to show up for yourself through all the struggles that life can bring. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, online therapy is here for the twists and turns and will assess your needs and can match you with your own licensed professional therapist in less than 48 hours. Now, it's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help. It's a professional therapy done securely online, and the service is available for clients worldwide. And you can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. Now, you can schedule your weekly video or phone session so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if you need it. Now, it's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. So look, BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, is a great way to show up for yourself and invest in your well-being because, well, you deserve some inner peace. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/ CWQ. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. Join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states to accommodate everybody. Now, I have a special offer just for my viewers. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/CWQ. All right, y'all. Make note of that and get you some help. We'll be right back with more Cocktails with the Queens. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Now, of course, we've reached the part of our show where we talk about our relationships, the challenges we have faced in our lives, and how we have overcame them. Welcome to our queendom. All right, ladies, tonight's topic will focus on breaking down the logic behind financially unstable men being interested in dating bigger women because they are more stable and willing to take care of their men without complaining. Now, our topic was inspired by a conversation on the Hardly Initiated podcast. People were talking about this, y'all. Take a look.
When the men are not financially confident, that's who they run to, the bigger girls, because most big girls are going to have good credit, have some money, and be able to help take care of them.
And cook.
Bigger woman says, help. Smaller woman says, oh, I have to carry that load. Oh, I got to take care of her. Bigger woman says, she going to help me. She going to put this load over her back. So
because that's what she has to do to keep a man, to maintain a man.
To make up for it.
Yeah.
So the man, again, not want to just sacrifice, step up, be by yourself for some time, get your money right. It's, I'll just go get a big girl. She'll help me.
Selena, so you're having quite a reaction to this. What are your thoughts on this?
When I tell you, the people just be saying any old type of dumb shit on the computer. Just out here just saying all type of dumb shit. Just how, and then they wake up in the morning like, now how can I go viral today? Mm-hmm. Let me think about it. Oh, this is some dumb shit. I'm going to say this. That is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard probably this year. Because not in my life, but this year. That's very dumb. I know so many skinny women or small women getting beat up with men that ain't got no money, that's having a bad time in relationships. And then I know slim women who can cook their ass off, can take care of men. Like, it's just the dumbest thing in the world. And like, what's your ideology of what big is? Tall? Overweight? Why didn't you want to say overweight? Did you want to say fat? Like, why did you say big? What exactly and who exactly are you talking about? It sounds stupid. And old girl probably lost her man to a woman who's a BBW, honey. And she's just somewhere sad because the people is eating good and got nothing good. Got good credit and doing their thing, because that sounds like the food. It sounds like the food.
Lisa Ray, what do you think?
BBW, what is that? Big bitch winning? What is that?
Kind of.
Big bold and I don't know. Big
beautiful women.
Big beautiful women. Okay, yeah.
Big booty women, honey.
Big black woman.
Big black woman.
Big booty. I think it's big beautiful.
Big beautiful woman.
I am Leo.
We don't know what BBW means.
I am Leo Aries in the comments says, I am not in agreement with this. I'm a big girl and I ain't taking care of no ninja.
Okay.
Say it, girl. Say it.
Talk to Lizzo. She popping.
It was a very rude thing to say, of course, especially where you know, we should be more sensitive to these kind of things. But I will say this. There are men that believe this to be true and they are lazy and bottom feeders themselves to think, let me go prey on a girl that I think has low self-esteem because she'll do more for me. Just like these same weak men think, oh, I'll get a white girl that I put up with more myself, or I'll get a this girl. Any guy that does this, you're already trash and we don't want you.
The skinny girl, it's low self-esteem women that's real skinny. When it's skinny low self-esteem women.
They have nice men. When I see them as a couple and I go, oh, she got help somebody on her arm that, and then what's the whole cliche saying, oh, she must be nice, or she must be jolly, or she pretty in the face. You hear those kind of things when you talk about big girls, but these big girls is holding it down, honey. They giving us a run for our money too.
Vivica, what do you think about this?
Well, I just think, first of all, that was just awful stereotypes. It really was. And, you know, I mean, just like you said, it just looks like somebody was searching for a viral moment to be insultive. And, you know, like you said, maybe she's sitting over there bitter because her man left her for a big woman. And, you know, and then the dude gonna say the craziness about, oh, because she can cook. How you know he ain't home cooking for her?
Hey,
that part.
Okay.
It's so, you know,
there's some guys that they like their women with a little bit of meat on them, you know, because I'm going to tell you, it seemed like the bigger girls, they the ones getting the rings. So, you know, I just thought that that was awful stereotypes, stereotyping. And come on, y'all, do better. Do better. That was just awful. But I'm glad whomever y'all exposed or educated a young girl who may now think that if she's kind of doing a little bit too much, that she may look at him and go, and start reevaluating her relationship. So thanks for the exposure. Good to know how some idiots think.
And it's not just big women. I had a conversation with a couple of my girls today. I have some very successful friends in Texas that own their own business. They are outpacing the men that they date.
Real talk.
Like they are black women right now. Women, period, are just killing the game. But our sisters, especially out here, they are doing it. And if they waited to get a man on that level, they probably would not have anyone. They found guys with other characteristics. But I'm seeing a lot of men that are going after women, skinny, it doesn't matter, beautiful women, just because they're looking, they're opportunists. Mm-hmm. So it ain't about the woman. It ain't about the woman being big or little. It's about the man being weak and being a parasite like a flea on a dog's nuts. That's what it's about.
Because you know what, Claudia, you could say that about a lot of the younger guys wanting to now be with older women.
Exactly.
Because they, as you said, want to be taken care of. So
and now
we think we're desperate. Let us know that how we think, oh, he just wants somebody to take care of him.
Exactly.
Noted.
And I'm with Vivica too on like when you said like y'all can't find nothing else better to talk about. I'm with you on that because there are so many topics that we actually need to have discussions on. Why would you pick that one? That's dumb. It's so many things that you could have talked about that are going on right now in America that we need clarity about, that you, if you have a platform that you could have really, you know, went in on that would have made sense and shook the table and stirred up some conversation. Why would you choose that? That's dumb. It's just a waste of conversation.
Somebody in the comments, Our Love 144 says, Claudia backtracking after saying BBW with low self-esteem. That's not what I said. I said they perceive these women to have low self-esteem. There is a difference. What they think the big woman, it has low self-esteem, and they could be mostly are absolutely wrong. That's what I said. They think they're preying on these women. Like they think they're preying on older women that we're desperate. We're going to take anything. That's what I mean. With their perception. That's what I'm saying.
The best thing you said was it's about the man. It's not about the woman at all. It is about him and his insecurities and his inability to keep a woman or be with a woman of anything. Because men don't like pretty successful women either. They don't bother with us because they feel like that because of their intimidation. Mm-hmm. And you can be any size and be successful and beautiful and not be able to get a man because you got paper. So it's the man. It's the man.
How many times we hear men say, when they see a successful woman, well, what, you don't need me then. You already have everything. What you need me for? We see these same people on these other podcasts. Like you said, Selena, everyone got a podcast and wanted to say any old thing now.
God, just
A couple months ago.
That also makes a person dig deeper, though, because when they have that narrative and they feel like they don't know what their value is, it makes you search for it and say, what can I bring to the table? What will he need me for? Because everybody want to feel needed.
Right. Well, good conversation. And to the people that are ignorant and think they got to prey on a woman because you don't want to do your own work and say you want to just have some woman do it for you, shame on you. You're just weak and you deserve to not have sex for the rest of your life. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. And we'll be right back with more Cocktails with Queens. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. Real quick, we were just talking some sports. We were talking about who we got for tonight, whether it's going to be Golden State or Boston. It seems like we are all torn for tonight. But shout out to more than 50% of the coaches in the NBA being black.
Yes. I love to hear that.
What do you got? Who you got tonight, real quick? Who you got?
For me, I'm Dub Nation. I'm Dub Nation. I got on my blue. Blue and yellow. West Side for life.
Lisa Ray, who you got? Boston or Golden State?
The winner.
Okay.
You know what?
Lisa Ray.
Selena.
Listen, it's very tough. I am definitely Dub Nation tonight. I definitely want Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. I need Draymond to get it together. But my favorite team in the East is the Boston Celtics. So it's like your kids is fighting. You know what I'm saying? It's like two of your children is fighting. But, you know, and the youngest is your favorite. And that's, you know, the Warriors. But I want the Warriors to win tonight. I need them to win. I need the series to go seven games.
I hate it. It's very complicated for me. Growing up in New England, I'm supposed to just be Celtics all day, Patriots all day, and the Boston Red Sox. I love the Celtics, but I love the Golden State Warriors. Ah. Tough.
It's fine. You get to love who you love. You can love who you want to love.
Well, we will talk about this next week. All right, y'all. Let's get back into it. Because we got to talk about this Saucy Santana story now. He was trending over the weekend because his tweets from 2014 have resurfaced where he made negative comments about Blue Ivy. One tweet reads, "I just want to be Blue Ivy, nappy headed or side eye." Another reads, "I'm sorry, but Northwest clears Blue Ivy, have several car seats blue, just said this yesterday." Now, instead of Santana issuing an apology, he tweeted, "Stop all the cap. Trying to ruin people's careers because you at home miserable and broke. I was miserable and broke too, making childish, hateful tweets in 2014. I'm 28 years old, a grown-ass adult, a completely different mindset on life from when I was 20. But y'all knew that. What are your thoughts on these tweets about Blue Ivy? And should he apologize to her and her parents? Lisa Ray, what you think?
I think, now you don't want to know what I think.
I do. You know I do. Girl, here we go. Well, let me get my little cheap wine cool.
Rusty chap, had he said that about a baby Bella?
Girl fight.
He couldn't say that about baby Bella because she doesn't have nappy hair.
Doesn't make a difference. It's a child.
I'll quote that for 200.
Okay. You would have been through the girl found him. You already know that.
But you know what? I think when those kind of comments, first of all, it would automatically make me go, who the hell and who are you? You don't know me. You don't know her. I don't give a shit. And I would have took it there because I don't think that they even care that much. I don't think they care about his comment, really, to be honest. Don't.
But like saying Blue Ivy has nappy hair is very ridiculous, A. B, the child is doing better than 99.9% of people in America. And I'm kidding, like Blue Ivy against North. Like that's something you may, amongst your little shady group in a text message, you might want to be shady with your friends. But to put that on Twitter, it was this. And Saucy, you ain't Miss America yourself. I'm sorry. I hate when people do that and talk about a kid. And they, you know what I'm saying? Like you have a lot of things going on with you. And I just think that, and listen, I love his music. He's fun. He's funny. But I got to just address this. Like, who do these people on social media think they are? And yes, it was a long time ago, and I do think we should forgive. But now you up to do a song with her, potentially, with Beyonce, and I would hate for this to mess this up for you, because how she's going to look now working with you when there's tweets out there about her daughter? Would y'all work with someone that, even if it was like 8, 9, 10 years ago? Or would you say, you know what, you were young?
Once again, when there's no accountability. Because it's like, y'all knew I was young, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like, but just say, you're sorry.
Yeah.
I was tripping.
Say that you meant it.
Yeah. I mean, for you to have no accountability and say, you know, gosh, I was young. I was tripping. I was so immature at the time. It's just unacceptable. It's a child. Kids are off limits. I don't care how you feel about them. Like you said, Claudia, that's some personal tweets that we might, you know, say behind child, look at da 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 da. But to publicly say it about a child, unacceptable, unacceptable.
Selena, what do you think about this?
Well, I remember one time I did this radio interview with myself, Tamar Braxton, and Kiki Wyatt. And we were talking of the, one of the topics, which really shouldn't even been a topic, was Blue Ivy's hair, because you would always see Blue Ivy out and it seemingly her hair wasn't combed, you know? So people were always talking about, I remember it was a whole thing. And I remember, cause my son Kingston has a whole bunch of curly hair. So I used to say Kingston, like joke around here to my house, and say Kingston had ODB hair, like old Dirty Bastard hair. I would say he was giving clown, you know, all the time. I'd be like, child, my child is just out here. And I remember saying, oh, it's giving the ODB tease, like, cause her hair one time they showed a picture of it like blowing. But then we talked about like, oh girl, that ain't nothing. Put some grease on it, smack the baby hair up, she'd be all right, right? So, but of course they went off on us. They went nuts on us. They dragged us for filth and all this stuff. Now in my mind, I'm like, but that wasn't even that bad. It wasn't no big deal. But when I look back on it now, she was a new mom. You know what I'm saying? Right. And what if she did Blue's hair and Blue pulled it out?
As they
did. What if, you know, and what if she didn't do her hair and she a baby? You know what I'm saying? Like these, they kids. They go, you could do their hair. Have you ever done your child's hair? And I know you went through this, Lisa Ray, where you do your child's hair, cast hair, and then it's sharp. But when she come home from school, it's all over the place because it's tough raising children. And she was a new mom. So actually, I'm with Vivica. In hindsight, when I look back at that situation, I wish I would have never said that about Blue Ivy's hair, because she was a baby. And actually babies and kids really should be off limits. And it is whack to be like North Clears, like they're not in competition, they're babies. Yeah. Like they're not in a competition of a fight together. That's dumb. So I think I'm with Vivica on that. I think, you know, kids should be off limits.
If you talk enough, right? And I'm guilty of this. If you talk enough, you're going to say something that was wrong. You're going to say something that you later regret. Somebody
going to view what was wrong.
And you're like, you know what? If I could redo it now, I could. And that's fine. I'm not saying that we all are perfect, because you can damn sure find stuff that I said that I wish I could take back right now.
Absolutely.
There's several things. My thing is, but when you get confronted with it, it's how you
apologize.
Is it, and what? Or is it, you know what? Is a different time right then. I regret it. I'm sorry. My bad. Or is it, I said what I said, and that's on you. You don't have to do anything. You can say.
I think he wanted to add more to it. I think what he wanted to say when he said nappy hair is, when we hear that term as Black people, we know that that means on uncombed head. You know what I'm saying? Bushy, frizzy, all of that. I believe that he meant to say that because of who her parents are, that he would have liked to have seen her hair in some type of, I don't know, what's the styles that, you know, you automatically do when you feel like you cannot take care and control your kids? And French braids.
One roller braids, French braids.
You know,
but she was a baby. Like, she's only 11.
She might not still be a baby at the time. Oh, well, I don't have
nothing. No, 2014, like, okay, so her and Kingston, I think, are the same age. Kingston was born in 2011. We're talking 2014. She was 3. You know what I'm saying? Like,
unacceptable.
2014, 26, 2015, 2016. Like, she was 3, 4, 5. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
and you know what? He probably
be sharp now.
And I do that. I do like that he did say, you people are miserable coming for me, trying to cancel me. I was once miserable and broke, and that's why I was behaving like that. And that's actually probably pretty honest.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people come from when they're being haters like that. Yeah. And he probably never thought that he would blow up the way he has. And now possibly be on the verge of doing a song with Beyonce. So now it's probably like, ugh.
Yeah, so he did apologize, right? That was being a, like, he doesn't have to prove himself to actual people on Twitter. And he did like say, hey, I was in a bad place at that time, you know. But you know what? People don't have to answer to actual
people. He did not apologize.
He didn't apologize.
Oh, he didn't? He didn't apologize.
He was like, and?
Oh.
Well, right. So there we have it. You know, but you know, I always wonder when people do stuff like that, that it's like, oh, you coming after a big name that now, you know, you want to get people talking about. Be careful.
Speaking of babies.
Be careful with doing that, because as Selena said, Beyonce and them folks be watching.
And it just ain't right. Like, as a mother, she probably, and you know, she can't go and fight people. She probably was hurt. Like, it's not right. I wish I would have never said what I said.
It's just like when people show you their kids and they go, look at my baby. And you don't think that they're cute. And they go, isn't she cute? And you just go, oh, look at her.
Right. If you ain't got something nice to say, don't say nothing
at all.
Now, if a baby's bad, and you're talking about his behavior, that's one
thing.
You
can say they're bad. Yeah. Right. You can say kids is bad.
Now, you can call somebody's baby kids in a heartbeat. You know, yeah. Real is real. But you, yeah. You know, you don't be, you know, talking about kids' hair and stuff. Like, stop that.
Yeah, she didn't do her own hair. you mad at her?
Let me tell you something. I'm glad social media wasn't around back when I was a little kid. You should see some of my pictures of my mother's lack of skills and how she had me looking.
It'd have roasted me.
I was a hot, had the chapped lip scar underneath my lip, frizzy all over the perimeter. She didn't know what to do. I looked like Michael Jackson when I got to fifth grade with the haircut. She cut it short on the side, long in the back. It was tragic. I wish I had blue eyes. Okay. All right, y'all. I want to thank my queens, Lisa Ray, Selena Johnson, Vivica A. Fox, for always keeping it a buck on the show, having a great time. Thank you so much for watching us on YouTube. Do not forget to subscribe and tell a friend about Fox Soul. Please stick around. The Pulse is coming up next. Ladies, we'll see y'all next week. And we need a theme. We got to start doing themes again, don't you think?
Oh, that's right. I can't wait. You know, I love those.
Well, everybody's been moving. So, you know, let's figure it out.
See you, ladies, next Monday.
Put some suggestions in the comments and we will honor someone's theme suggestion. All right, Queen. See y'all next time. Bye, ladies.
Bye, darling. Can't do it without you guys. Love you. Mwah. See ya.